Work, 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 work.
It's a rule around here. You work hard, play hard.
I have 8 different bosses right now.
I beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8,
Bob.
When I work late, you work late.
But I made an appointment 2 months ago. I care.
Fresh off the lips of health marketing experts, this is Marketing Mouths. And now, here's Bill Klaproth.
Taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the Marketing Mouse podcast, episode number 1. Many marketing professionals at hospitals are overworked and understaffed, and in the fast-paced, hyper-competitive world of hospital marketing, it can be hard to keep up. So our mission is to bring you marketing, PR, and social media experts, IT pros, and other guests with information and insights to help you stay on top of your game. And with me today is the one, the only, Caroline Hudson, Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the George Washington University Hospital. And today we're going to talk about physician engagement from a marketing perspective. Caroline, thank you for being with me today. Before we dig in, can you fill in the blanks on your career and let us in on your personal life? What's fun for you in your off time?
Absolutely. And thanks for having me. So I've been working in some capacity or another for media relations, marketing, or healthcare operations. I started about 10 years ago doing PR, not in healthcare, and a couple of years later I found myself working for an organization that has subacute rehab and residential health facilities, and spent my marketing about 6 years with them. And since I moved, that was in Chicago, since I moved to the D.C. area, I've worked for a few large academic medical centers and doing their media relations and PR.
So what's fun for you in your off time?
Well, I like to cook. I like to travel. I still feel like I'm in discovery mode back in D.C. It's only been about 3 years since I came back east and still finding new things.
Well, that's the fun part about life is discovery and finding those new things. Keeps life exciting.
Right. You got it.
Well, Caroline, let's dig into this a little bit. Healthcare professionals are some of the greatest assets a hospital can have, so thus leveraging them can be an important part of a marketing strategy. So what's the best way then to cultivate physician engagement from a marketing perspective?
Well, one of the things that I have found particularly valuable in working with physicians is that if you give them the opportunity to talk about what is happening in their field, what patients are asking them day-to-day in clinic, you'll come out with a ton of topics that otherwise maybe you didn't know about. So I love to just let them talk. I say, tell me what the main questions are that you're getting from these patients. What are the trends you're seeing? What kind of technology is in your field that maybe needs some explanation? And then what I try to do is find ways to share that with patients in a place where they're already searching for the similar information.
Well, that's a great way to come up with topic ideas, and that kind of leads into content creation. So
exactly.
That helps you with that. So how do you formulate the content to deliver it to the different audiences you need to?
Well, the idea of content is certainly nothing new to people in my profession. The way I look at it is that it adds a little bit of color to what patients might usually find on a hospital website. So we've got all kinds of information about risks and symptoms and treatments for conditions, but developing original content from the providers is a way to give patients answers that they wouldn't otherwise find, like I said. So one way that I found particularly helpful is by podcasts. I'm sure you'd agree with me there that it's a great way to reach your audience.
Yes.
And so, like I said, it's an opportunity to let a doctor or other healthcare provider just talk for 10 minutes, have it to be a casual conversation, and that from those 10 minutes not only has information for the patient, but I get a lot of information from it. So that's when I find out what's happening in their field and what might be important to market down the road. So from that podcast, we can create blogs, we can create other standalone articles, we have material to share across social media, and then oftentimes things can spin off into a larger campaign.
Which is really important. It's nice to be able to use that content and then parse it out for other channels. And yes, hearing the doctor on the podcast, it's a great way to build awareness and start a potential relationship with a patient too, right?
That's exactly right. So it's no secret that patients are doing a ton of research now, and they're doing it in lots of different avenues. The podcast, I feel, gives them an opportunity to connect with the physician on a more human level. So they can more easily picture whether they can see themselves sitting in an exam room and sharing their concerns, asking questions, hearing the way that a doctor answers those questions. It's all really critical for a patient now who has so many options in terms of where to get their health care. And I think it's an important piece is how they connect with that provider.
Well, it's a new way, right, to connect with the provider using all the available tools that we as marketers have today. So it really is an interesting way to market your doctors, which I said earlier is one of the biggest assets any hospital has. And then getting the physicians into, you know, doing the podcast, do you find any challenges with that? Because I think, as you said, they like to talk about what they do. So I imagine they really like this form of communication.
They do. It has been my experience 100% that this has been something that they want to do more of. You know, time is scarce sometimes in the healthcare field, but having the ability to jump on the phone, talk for 10 minutes about something that they're already an expert in, and then have us work with that content and spread it far and wide is something that really works for them. Doesn't take a lot of commitment. It allows them to talk to the people that they care about helping.
It really is really a cool new weapon, you know, for hospital marketers to use. Do you think this is going to become one of the biggest trends then you see in hospital marketing?
I think it very well could be. You know, I think what's important to remember is that from the podcast, they don't just stand alone. They, like I said, can spin off into many different avenues. So what I like to do is take these podcasts and use them on social media. If you put them out as an ad or what they call a boosted post, you can reach a whole audience of people that may not otherwise know about your facility or about that provider, but are interested in the topic. And so that could draw them in a way, you know, otherwise they may not have found you.
And what's your process for this for someone listening? So do you articleize this and then turn it into a blog, or you even said, you know, a boosted post on social media? Can you let us in a little bit on your process and how you formulate this?
Sure. So ideally, what I like to do is sort of look at our priorities as an organization, you know, what maybe we need to push out a little bit more. In my daily conversations with providers, I have a sense of what might be an interesting topic. So getting that physician scheduled to speak, letting them sort of do it off the cuff. You know, we prep with some questions and certainly talk about what we want to cover, but then they have the interview. And from there, I like to pair that with an article. So that can be a standalone article on your website that connects to service line pages, or perhaps it's part of a larger blog scheme. That article then is searchable. So somebody may be looking for information and they'll find that article versus just the sort of dry content that they might normally find about a condition. Then the podcast and likely the article are shared on social media. You can target the type of audience that you want to reach with it and boost that post. So if I had a message that was great for women between the ages of 18 and 35, that would be who I would focus on in my geographic area. And then you sort of watch it go from there. You can see what topics have a ton of interest. People share the information, they engage, they ask questions on social media. You can see how many people then come onto your website and look for more information. Certainly following up with the doctor for the weeks and months after the interview and after the marketing of that piece, you can see if there's a trend in increased calls for appointments and so forth.
Well, that's a really good roadmap. Thanks for sharing that with us. So it's almost full circle. You kind of talk to the doctors and kind of really listen in on what you think your audience is looking for. Schedule the doctor in for a podcast on that very same topic and then use it to shoot out through the various channels because, you know, people have interest in it. It's very relatable. So that's a really smart way of doing it. Any other tips when it comes to physician engagement that you have?
Sure. So I think that I think this is a good opportunity, having a podcast. It's pretty low lift on the part of the marketing team, but with a big payout. So if you're struggling to find information that can be used to market a particular service line or physician, I would say this is a great way to get them to open up a little bit. Somebody that may be historically difficult to nail down for a meeting, this is something that intrigues them, something that they're going to be excited and willing to do. And then you get a firsthand account of what they feel is important and what's going on with their patients in their field.
Well, that's really important feedback. And if you could just sit back for a minute and look into your magical, mysterious crystal ball, what else do you see the hospital industry gravitating towards as far as marketing in the future?
I think it's probably not a surprise to anyone that we're moving towards more of an interactive marketing arena. So that likely entails a lot of social. You know, which medium that is changes often. But I would say that that back and forth between hospital and patient is much more fluid. It's more accessible, and people are able to reach out for information much easier than they could before. So, you know, that puts us accountable. We need to be there when the patient is looking for us. It's less of a pushing our message out and more of a responding to what people want to hear.
Right. You're kind of pulling them in, sort of. Mm-hmm. So what social media channel do you find best for that?
You know, I still like Facebook. I think that for the audience that I try to reach, that's a good medium. I think that depending on what condition, what treatment, what physician you're working on, that could vary. But I think that's still relevant.
You know, I think hospitals are still struggling with exactly how to get the most out of their Facebook page, because sometimes people think, oh, the HIPAA laws, and I don't know what I can post or what I can answer on Facebook as far as comments. You've obviously waded into that a little bit. What's your thoughts on that? General Facebook tips for hospital marketing?
Well, general Facebook tips, I would say kind of sometimes keep it general. Certainly, we don't give any kind of clinical advice or information to specific questions. But keeping an eye out for what people are searching for or what might be trending in healthcare, then we can put out information on that. I think it's also important for some people to put some faces to the big organization name. So, you know, maybe what's happening with our employees, what kind of great patient stories are coming out of the facility. You know, that kind of, we have amazing things happening every day, and people like to hear what's going on and how they might be able to relate to it.
And that's where the doctor podcasting comes in again, is showing a picture of one of your physicians, because, again, that is one of your greatest assets, right on your Facebook page with a link to a story that you've created or an article you've created off a podcast, is a great way to generate really usable, relatable content for social media, including Facebook, Twitter, etc.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all good. So what other challenges do you face in the fast-paced, hyper competitive world of hospital marketing? What's your biggest challenges you face on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I think that my ultimate goal is to put us in a position where we can be accessed by the patient. So when somebody is struggling with a diagnosis or something new that they don't know how to handle, I want us to be able to provide support and answers for that. So sometimes it's difficult to know where to position that information for the right person. So I spend a lot of time thinking about how to get that to the right people in a way that it can be most helpful.
Kind of comforting, too, because people are scared. They don't know what to think. Gosh, what's wrong with me? What is this? And you kind of want to be that comforting voice, reassuring voice in that situation. Is that what you're saying?
That's what we want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, so important. And that's so critical in building that bond between you and the patient, that reassuring voice, that comforting voice, and then showcasing a doctor who really shows his authority on that particular condition that someone might be facing.
That's right. And it's not just about that one critical moment in time. The goal is to partner in someone's health. So if they can develop a relationship with providers, if they can feel comfortable using our facilities and what we offer, then that's really what we're looking to provide our community.
So important. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Caroline. I really appreciate it. And I thank you for your time, but we're not done with you yet. We still have to walk over and take a trip to the Marketing Mouth's Wheel of Questions.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I feel it should have a bigger intro. Wait a minute. How about we just hold on?
It's the Marketing Mouth's Wheel of Questions.
All right, I just had to throw that in there. Okay, here we go. Grab the wheel and give it a spin.
Okay, pressure's on.
Oh, I love this question. If there was a movie based on the George Washington University Hospital Marketing Department, what celebrity would you want to play you?
Let's see. The person that could do the most with the smallest amount of time, whoever that actor is.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a humble answer. Come on. I want you to say somebody like, you know, Scarlett Johansson. Come on. Who would you want to play you in a movie?
You know, Tina Fey would make it enjoyable.
Tina Fey. I love it. Tina Fey. That's fantastic. All right. Grab the wheel. Give it another spin. The Marketing Mouse Wheel of Questions. What lit your spark for marketing?
I love to learn about other people, what makes them tick, what lights their spark. And I think that marketing requires kind of thinking about how other people view the world and their needs and what they want. And that interests me in giving them that communication.
I love it. So cool. All right. Give it another spin. Here we go. Not done with you yet. The Marketing Mouth's Wheel of Questions. Finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is...
Seek the perspectives of people different than you.
Oh, such a good one. And we nowadays don't seem to do that a lot, do we?
Well, we try.
For a marketing person, trying to understand how somebody else thinks about something can be very beneficial.
I try to remember that.
Okay, last spin. Give it a whirl. Here we go. Oh, I love this question too. Here we go. Given the choice to watch any TV hospital program, which would you choose? Chicago Hope, Scrubs, or ER?
ER, classic.
Classic, right? It's got to be one of the top. It's got to be one of the top that's up there.
That's right. I don't know how accurate, but it's a good one.
Well, Caroline, thank you again for your time today. We really appreciate it. And how can we connect with you at the George Washington University Hospital?
You can visit us at gwhospital.com.
So cool. Caroline, thank you again. This is the Marketing Mouse Podcast brought to you by Dr. Podcasting. Learn more at drpodcasting.com. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.